For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with Steve Morgan, the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Steve, thank you for joining.
Great to be here, Paul.
Techopedia reports that zero trust could be a paradigm shift that could finally start the reversal trends in cybercrime. A presidential order mandated all U.S. agencies adopt zero trust this year. Steve, what are you thinking?
Makes me think of seatbelts. So many years ago, you didn't have to wear your seatbelt. It wasn't until the government mandated it. It had been proven absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's safe to wear a seatbelt. It saves lives. So ultimately, government will step in sometimes and force people to do things. I'm not a big fan of a lot of oversight, but I also understand that things could be good. Banning young people from smoking cigarettes is a good thing. So there's a time and a place for everything. Gartner, who is a trusted source, they are for me and for most of us in the industry, predicts that just 10% of large enterprises will have what they call a mature zero trust program in place by 2026. That's 2 years from now. So here we have a situation where there is a proven model that can make organizations far more safe than they are now when we're talking about cybercrime.
Well, I guess that's the hard question, right? Because it's a mandatory thing for all U.S. agencies. So is zero trust that seatbelt? Is it just a definite way to have better security?
You have a large number of the top people in our field who say yes. I'm not going to place myself in that category and call myself an expert at that level. So I won't answer the question except to say that the top people who we follow will say yes.
Now, what about for organizations outside of U.S. agencies? Because I know we also have a lot of discussions around that too. Do you think organizations in general are looking to adopt this and maybe it's just a bit slower, as we kind of pointed out earlier?
There are always these, you know, trend-setting policies. So for instance, the SEC just recently mandated that publicly held companies have to report a breach or a cyber attack in a certain amount of time within 4 days. There are some exceptions to that. I think that we're going to see that follow in the private sector, ultimately small businesses. It has to start somewhere. I think we're looking at something here where it's mandated, but then you don't have to keep mandating it. I think then you start at one point to see organizations follow.
Do you think there's anything else our listeners should know about this? Because it's something I think that we'll be following for the next couple of years to really see what happens.
I mean, I would just encourage them to go out to the NSA because they publish some really good information, recommendations for zero trust implementation. And I think that's way more important than what is zero trust. That's a little bit easier to understand at a high level. But where do we go from here, especially for large enterprises? How do we implement this? And a lot of the government agencies are obviously large. The larger you are, the more difficult it is to implement something, especially this.
At least good cybersecurity practice, according to the experts, is getting good attention because that is, I think, probably what's most important. Steve, thank you again for joining.
Thank you, Paul.
To follow all of our media, go to cybercrimemagazine.com.